5 years ago, Democrats controlling state government allowed undocumented students who had met certain requirements to enroll in the UW or state technical college systems at in-state tuition rates. 2 years later, Republicans controlling state government took away the so-called tuition equity plan. Milwaukee Technical College student Mario Gomez, who describes himself this way,
"And I'm undocumented and unafraid,"
would like the in-state tuition program brought back. Gomez calls it part of a promise to Wisconsin children.
"We were told at an early age if we work hard, we too could have the opportunity to attend college and reach our dream jobs. But without access to in-state tuition, financial aid, or eligibility for most scholarships, this is nearly impossible."
Gomez says he hopes State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa and some other Milwaukee Democrats succeed in reviving the in-state tuition benefit. Zamarripa is also trying again to allow undocumented citizens to get a temporary driver's card from the state DOT, calling it a way to improve public safety.
"Individuals will be able to apply for driver's cards only after successfully learning the rules of the road."
Zamarripa says at least one Assembly Republican supports the driver's card plan. She says Governor Walker tentatively backs a third measure that would give state employees the option of taking off on March 31st for Cesar Chavez Day, as long as they worked on another paid holiday instead. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.